Good morning. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. I would just like to bless you this morning and looking at James chapter 1. I was just thinking here of the encouragement that we need from time to time concerning some of the battles that we're facing in life. I do believe this life is a battlefield, and I do believe there are seasons of rejoicing and seasons of rest and seasons of trial. And I'm just looking at this morning here about how James is encouraging us to view the trials that we face. It says here in chapter 1, verse 2, it says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." And I was just thinking about why James, of all the things that we can ask for, why is James saying that when we ask for wisdom, we are not to ask with a wavering mindset, so to speak? I do believe that, I want to just clarify this morning, I do believe that would mean anything that we ask for, because if we look at the teachings of Jesus, he basically says anything that you ask for. And I think it also talks about, if you think of balancing certain truths together, I think it also talks about the things that we ask for in his will, but also, in addition to that, asking, believing that he will give. So it kind of limits us to a certain category. I know there are certain things that I could not ask for in faith, believing that God would give it. There are certain things that I couldn't do that with. So I don't, for me, I don't, it's not as easy or simple as just asking for any random thing. But rather, if we follow those principles, and one would be, of course, that the things that God would want, that would be in his will, also things that we believe that God would give. And so this whole thing of wisdom is one area where I think we'd all readily agree that it's something that is good, it would be God's will. And it's not that hard to believe that God would give it if we would ask for it. And so I think it's a good place to start. And once we have wisdom, and then we are wiser as far as what else to ask for. And so I think it's kind of a starting point here. I think it should be our main prayer is that we would have clear understanding. Wisdom is basically clear understanding of seeing things from God's perspective, because there is no other wisdom, if you will, than that comes from God. We do understand that the wisdom of this world is not the kind of wisdom that we want. So basically what we're asking for here is for God to give us his thinking or his way of processing things. And I think that And a lot of times when that is tested is when we're in the middle of a deep trial. That's often when our thinking and how we process things is tested, when we're in the middle of a trial. And I would just like to point out here that a trial or a testing or a temptation, actually, I think the King James would actually talk about temptation, whereas I'm in the New King James here, it talks about trials. But it's kind of the same thought. You know, if you think of a trial, you think of something that you think of an unpleasant experience, maybe, that you go through. When you think of a temptation, it's actually more like being tempted by sin. But I think they're both in the same category. The one would much more point to our responsibility, and I think that's what trips us up so many times. What I'm saying is, when we're tempted, it's not necessarily proof that we have failed. In other words, living in the world that we live in, we can expect to be tempted by Satan, because we know that's what he ultimately wants. And if we read further down on the same chapter, 14 it says, "But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death." And so what that's saying is there's like a progression. And it says that when we yield to the desire, see, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. It's basically explaining what temptation is. It's when you're drawn away by your own desires and enticed. That means that that the temptation is when Satan has successfully gained our attention. When Satan successfully has taken our eyes off the Lord, and we look at it's almost like Satan is standing there waving a flag. And a temptation would be when we would look at the flag, so to speak. In other words, Satan would have our attention. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a temptation. The responsibility that we have is not necessarily when we're tempted, but when we yield and give in to the temptation. That is then when it becomes sin. And so I just wanted to clarify this morning, lest we walk in false condemnation. Because this life is a lot about sorting, a lot about catching the small details of God, it's a constant place of having thoughts and things thrown at us, and then our job is to, in a sense, sort through that what is from Satan and what is from God. And that's why it's virtually impossible for us to go through this life without ever being tempted, because we're constantly dealing with things that are thrown at us, so to speak. And so my encouragement this morning with this is that temptation itself is not sin. It's when we yield to it. And so it says that when we have all kinds of temptations thrown at us and various trials and things, even if they're intense, and sometimes they'll shock us at the, you know, where we wonder, where did that come from? Why was I tempted like that? Is there something wrong? I think what James is saying here is we need to count that as joy. Because it is those times when we resist the temptation, and it'll flee from us. I think there's another place where it talks about that. But what I'm saying is that will produce a patience, and basically a patience is like an endurance. The word for this word patience here is endurance. And it says, it also means a joyful endurance. It has the picture of joy in there. So it's kind of like an overcoming endurance that God wants to lead us in. He wants to lead us into a place, not a victim mentality where we're constantly being beat up, but rather an overcoming endurance, where these very things that Satan would like to use to ensnare us and entice us and capture us are actually then, with one victory after the next, it will produce within us a joyful endurance. And I think that's one of the beautiful things that we can actually use those things to as stepping stones. And I would like to also say, of course, even if we're enticed, or even if we do yield to the temptation, there is a remedy for that also, and that is to come before the Lord and to confess those things and to ask God to cover us in His blood, to receive that gift of forgiveness and cleansing from the Father. And to just hold that kind of daily relationship with the Lord, where we come to Him every morning for refreshment, where we come to Him every morning. And I would just like to encourage us all to receive of the Lord this morning. And I would just like to pray that God would bless all of you, and that His spirit and life would be upon you today. May the Lord bless you.